This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Enjoy your .coms and .orgs while you can. There's a big .dot change on the way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The global organization that coordinates internet address names made a big announcement this morning at a meeting in Singapore. ICANN will allow websites to end in .anything, not just .com or .gov. Here's what the group's chairman, Peter Dengate Thrush, told Marketplace this morning.
Within a year or so, you'll have a totally different landscape. You'll be looking at domain names ending in .pizza, .movie, .sex, all sorts of things.
Well, for more on this, let's bring in John Moe. He's the host of the Marketplace Tech Report. Hi, John.
Hey.
Well, John, why this change?
Well, ICANN, which is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, says it wants to promote more innovation, more choice. They say 1.6 billion people are on the Internet right now, and ICANN wants to give them more diversity in what they can find.
More diversity. And what does it take to be a part of this new world of the Internet?
Starting in January, you'll have 4 months to apply if you want one of these new domain names, one of these new suffixes, and it'll cost $185,000, and you need to be an already established organization. So it's not like you or I could just apply on our own with, you know, that spare 185 grand we have playing around.
Okay, good. I can save my money. What is this going to mean for those of us who use the Internet?
Well, when you go online, companies will have a chance to have .Nike or .Pepsi, and, you know, you can find different things after the .. I'm kind of dubious as to whether this will catch on. We've had .biz and .tv for a while, and, you know, it's really never gained traction. And if you want to be taken seriously, you need .com. Mm. And besides, what would you put before Pepsi? You can't really send people to Pepsi.Pepsi.
You can try.
Right.
John Moe, host of the Marketplace Tech Report, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, now to the not-so-friendly skies some passengers experienced over the weekend. Many flights were canceled and about 100 were delayed, not because of weather or a problem with the planes, but because of a computer glitch at United Airlines. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
United Airlines passengers stared at blank arrival and departure screens Friday night, then lined up for hours to get handwritten boarding passes. Cranfield School of Management economist Sean Ricard flew from JFK to London Saturday. He wasn't on United, but their angry customers were everywhere.
People felt they hadn't been kept informed. They hadn't been treated very well. It was just, horrendous. And that was the day after it had happened.
He says this type of accident could hit any airline. It's United's response to the computer failure that's most troubling and will lose them customers.
How many years is it going to take you to get them back again? So the damage can be enormous.
U.S. Airways saw a three-hour computer crash Sunday morning. It did not cancel any flights. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
An update now on the negotiations over raising the federal debt ceiling and cutting spending. The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told CBS yesterday that lawmakers may not be able to tackle entitlement reform just yet.
We can't do that. Then we'll probably end up with a very short-term proposal over a few months, and we'll be back having the same discussion again in the fall.
Well, there's something we can look forward to. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up slightly in Asia, down in Europe, and it's all about Greece yet again. This morning's news, no agreement yet on a new round of European bailout money for Athens. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 42 points to close at 12,004. It was up 52 points for the week, which means the Dow's six-week losing streak finally came to an end.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. and by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Well, this show is based in Los Angeles, but let's face it, a good amount of the business news we cover happens in New York. Makes sense. It's the financial center of the country, the media center of the country, and a global center for fashion, art, food, you name it. But Avery Monson still feels relatively neutral. In fact, he's the co-author of a new book called I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York. Avery Monson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Well, this is Marketplace, Avery. So let's start with Wall Street. You're not very impressed with it.
I mean, you go around there and it looks like a lot of guys that played villains in 80s movies.
Well, what about the Empire State Building? It's the tallest building in New York. Why would you be neutral about that?
The Empire State Building is very tall, but it's also only the 16th tallest building in the world, which is like, that's pretty good. You know, like if you can you name me the 16th fastest runner in the world? You
no,
can't.
No one.
There's every chance that I am the 16th fastest runner in the world because no one knows who that is.
But if New York is just OK, as you write, then why do you think so many people decide to live there or visit there?
I think that New York has this sort of larger than life mythology surrounding it, which is actually just sort of a nice way of saying that it's totally in love with itself. I mean, it's a really great city. There's a lot of legitimately great things to see and do in New York. But at the same time, a lot of those great things are covered in urine or very crowded.
Is there anything that you really just love about New York? No questions asked. You're not neutral about it. You just love it.
There is this place, this falafel place in Williamsburg in Brooklyn that has falafels for like $3. And if you don't like a $3 falafel, you're out of your mind. I give that 100%. Thumbs up.
Avery Monson, co-author of the new book, I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, to Norway, where about a quarter of the country's population has tuned in to a new TV show that is chronicling the minute-by-minute goings-on aboard a cruise ship in the Norwegian fjords. The show uses 11 cameras and features scenic views as well as shots of passengers relaxing on the deck of the ship. It's supposed to last for about 8,000 minutes. The project manager for the cruise show said of the program, quote, "It is slow. It is very slow." In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Egypt really wants to get its economy going. Businesses do, too, as long as they can stay under the radar.
People cannot afford the very high transaction costs that it takes to deal with the bureaucracy in any way.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Red tape fueling black markets next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.